Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, J.J. Serbeck, the president of the Community and Emergency Response Team in Encinitas, California, talks about how CERT teams take Red Cross classes to prepare for large-scale disasters and emergencies.
The Red Cross has, especially the American Red Cross, maybe you don't know this, a lot of people don't, but the American Red Cross has a counterpart in practically every country in the world. There is a local national Red Cross, Red Crescent in the Middle East, Red Star of David in Israel, and they all do the same thing, but they all have their weaknesses and their fortes. The American Red Cross forte, for instance, is disaster response. I mean, unquestionably, it is probably one of the best in the world in this respect. But to give you just a very quick illustration of the differences, here in America, the American Red Cross does not deal at all with ambulance services. Well, you go to Mexico next door, and the Mexican Red Cross is the one running all the ambulances in the country. So that's one big difference. But anyway, back to the American Red Cross as one of the strongest in terms of disaster preparedness. There are a number of reasons for that. Number one, of course, there are lots of disasters that have happened in this huge country of ours. And number two, the American Red Cross has a very strong preparedness structure. They offer lots of courses. That's what we are doing right now in our CERT group. We're encouraging our members to go and take some additional courses with the American Red Cross, especially two in particular. One is shelter management. Another one is disaster assessment. And the third one actually is a HAM training operation, because going back to the communication issue, we are finding that actually the only really reliable tool that always, all through history, modern history that is, has survived and functioned well are HAM operators.
So let's say someone doesn't have the time at the moment to do the 20-hour class or to do the Red Cross classes. What do you think is the most important thing that a person can do to prepare their family for any type of disaster?
That's a very good question, and it points to another very important element in overall general disaster preparedness. You hear more and more the following point. If there is a large-scale disaster, the fact of the matter right now is that the majority of the population is woefully unprepared. Whatever the reasons, here in California, I saw some statistics recently saying that 95% of the population is unprepared, which is really, really scary. So what can be done? Well, if I can go back for a minute to what I was telling you about the first and second line of defense, that's the way I like to describe it. The first line of defense of any type of disaster, any dimension, is the usual emergency services that we're used to, and that we are, you know, taking maybe a little bit too much for granted because they're always there. That's fine as long as the disaster is in manageable proportions. If it gets bigger than that, they get overwhelmed. Then that's where the CERT, as little as they are in numbers right now, come into the picture and will be helping. But there is a third line of defense, and actually that's the one that I think we should be really focusing on more than anything else. And that is the general population. You and me, your family, your neighbors, everybody can do, really, take a few steps that would not cost that much money and could make a huge difference after a disaster. And that is stock water and food, medical supplies, and just a few items like that. If everybody did that, whenever there will be a disaster, it will be a lot easier to handle the situation. It's the same thing as, you know, sending your check for your insurance, doing CERT preparation, or if you can't do CERT preparation, at least do the very basic steps, is really something that is easy for people to do, and it doesn't take really that much time or money, and it can be done fairly quickly, and it could make an enormous difference if there is a disaster.
If you're interested in signing up for a CERT program in your area, visit the Citizen Corps website, which is www.citizencorps.gov/CERT. For more additional emergency preparedness tips, head to whathappensnow.com and click on Be Prepared.